Good afternoon. Assalamu alaikum. I will start in the mid-70s. In the mid-70s, the well-known journalist and political analyst, Mohammed Hassanin Haykal, wrote and started to propagate the idea that, I'll say it in Arabic first, مَضَى عَصْرُ الثَّوْرَةِ وَأَتَى عَصْرُ الثَّرْوَةِ, meaning that the age of revolutions has ended and we're now living an age where money and finances are in control. Haykal wrote this in the mid-70s after the Arab-Israeli 1973 war was greatly influenced, or so many Arabs believe, by the Arab oil embargo that took place at the time. Of course, that is in contrast, in great contrast, with what was happening in the 50s and 60s when revolutions were sweeping the Middle East, Africa, South America, Asia, and changing the world through that way. But Haykal came back to admit that he was wrong, or at least partially wrong, that there are exceptions, when the Iranian revolution happened using the popular masses rather than the money. I think that the success of people-driven worldwide boycott of South Africa is also another proof that Haykal was not totally right, although it also proves that he was not wrong, because that uprising worldwide used money, used finances, used interests to further the cause of the South African people and to end apartheid. In July 2004, the International Court of Justice made the now so infamous to us ruling that ruled that the wall, again, the wall that doesn't need any more adjectives to describe it, that the wall was illegal and it should be dismantled, and that people who were harmed by it should be recompensated. This was, in my eyes, a fork in the road. It was either going to go this way or that way. Of course, the direction things went was not a surprise to anyone. Israel simply gave the IJC and the whole world a part of their hand and went on in their merry way. We who were in a way involved, and many who were informed, knew that they shouldn't have expected anything otherwise. It just asserted that we have waited too long expecting that international law, political systems, etc., would make a difference in the Arab-Israeli struggle or mean anything to Israel's self-righteousness and going its way, ignoring everything else that the world would say. This was just a simple confirmation. By July in 2005, or even before July 2005, some activists in Montreal, mostly from the International Solidarity Movement and the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees in Montreal, built a half-height mock of the Israeli wall and started demonstrating with it in the streets of Montreal and placing it in main intersections in Montreal and trying to raise public awareness about what was happening. At the same time, the Coalition for Justice and Peace in Palestine, CJPP, was thinking already of launching a boycott campaign, had been thinking of launching a boycott campaign for some time at that point. But it hadn't reached any particular solid result till in the first anniversary of the ICJ ruling, the International Court of Justice ruling, the call came from the Palestinian civil society asking the world to boycott Israel. At that point, the coalition in Montreal sped up their efforts to formulating a boycott campaign. And they did formulate a boycott campaign in the following few months that endorsed the BDS call from Palestine. It called for the boycott of Israeli products, and it asked the Canadian government to end CIFTA, which is the Canada-Israel Free Trade Agreement. Again, one of three free trade agreements that Canada has, and the only one that's outside of the Western Hemisphere. But in an attempt to focus more and to have a better chance to evaluate the results, and also to have a better chance in amassing support on a focus campaign, the CGPP at that time decided to focus on the Société d'Alcool de Québec, the SAQ, and in particular to the Golan Heights winery wines that are sold in the SAQ, and also to focus on Caterpillar. The question at this point is, was that experiment, was that project of boycott a success or a failure? This boycott campaign was launched in December 2005. Unfortunately, the launching was generally ignored by the media. Yet, within a few months, there was reasonable coverage, particularly in some French media, and it was even a cover story on Le Soleil, a Quebec City journal that had a main story about this boycott of Golan Heights wineries and the campaign against the SAQ. The CGPP executive also wrote the SAQ management asking them to stop carrying the Golan Heights winery wines. The answer was polite but negative. It did not have any acknowledgement of any wrongdoing at that point. Our follow-up letter to the SAQ has still to be answered as we stand today. A few demos were held in front of one of the main branches of the SAQ, smaller rallies and signatures on a petition asking people to support this campaign were also held in front of other branches of the SAQ. And all these petitions, signatures were sent as well to the SAQ management. I do not think we can make a final judgment of this campaign, but we can surely say that there is much room for improvement on many fronts. I will go back to Mohammad Hassanein Haeckel. I think that the age of popular revolutions did not end. I think that just what ended is the tool those popular revolutions use. I think that we are realizing now that it is only when we hurt their bank accounts will they pay any attention to us. And that is the method we should use as a popular uprising, not different than any other uprising or revolution that happened in the Third World or the so-called Third World in the 50s and 60s. In the BSD revolution, we won't be carrying traditional weapons. We have to prepare our weapons, and our weapons are informations about the targets we choose. Our weapons are how to convince people using this information. Our weapons are good research on how to launch and how to carry out an effective boycott campaign. Welcome to the trenches. To close, the campaign we are talking about here in this conference has two phases. When we tell a man or woman on the street, boycott Israel, and the majority reply, what do you want us to do, or how do we do that? Instead of replying, what wrong did Israel do to ask us to boycott it? Only then we would know that the first phase of our campaign has passed, which is the educational phase, and that the pressure phase has started. I think that can be close enough if we put our hands together on all levels. Again, welcome to the trenches. And in Arabic, we used to say, Thawra hatta al-Nasr, revolution till victory. I think I can say today, BSD hatta al-Nasr, BSD till victory. Thank you.